Do you feel like a pebble on the shore who keeps getting caught in the break of the waves, unable to stand up, link with, or be strengthened by community, unable to help elevate others by providing a grounded structure or adding beauty? What has all of this got to do with the news and the collective and the whole world? On today's episode, I'm going to guide you to finding your perfect formula of exposure so that instead of a lone pebble caught continuously in the chaotic turmoil, you'll find your peaceful place and we'll explore how that also contributes to the whole.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.
Do you crave clarity and insight? Do you sense that your intuition is trying to tell you important things, but you have a hard time trusting it? Do you want access to your own internal wisdom and to understand how it operates so that you can guide your life in ways that are meaningful and satisfying? Well then, welcome. I'm glad you are here. I'm your host, Aimée Cartier. I've been a professional psychic since around 2007. I'm the author of the book, Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. I've been teaching others to understand and use their own intuitive and empathic abilities for more than a decade. Join me each week for true stories and tools that will inspire you to take seriously your own inner knowing, that internal sense that you have uniquely tailored to you and designed to not only set you on the roads that are best for you, but also help you avoid the ones that are treacherous. It's time for you to own your intuition. Let's start with free gifts. Free gifts, free gifts. Who doesn't like free gifts? The holidays are upon us. I've got a free download that details a very simple tool that you can use to determine your best course in any situation. It only requires your breath. Do you like to know your best course? Of course you do. Who doesn't? So you may want to discover the magic inside of you. You can find a link in the show notes or on my website, aimeecartier.com. After today's episode, you might also be interested to understand if you are empathic or not. This episode is going to be relevant to all, empath and non-empath alike, but it might also make you more curious to see if you are empathic. So, in the show notes, you'll find a link to my 44 signs you are an empath. It's also on the freebie section of my website. I've got several other downloads for empaths there as well. So get some goodies on my freebies page. Empaths can keep scrolling down. There's lots of good stuff for you there. Okay, the topic we are going to discuss today has been coming up a lot lately with my student body and my clients. So it seems like a really appropriate time to address how we are all affected by the collective, what we might do about it, and why. This is a small portion of a solutionary's lesson that is my year-long program. It's also a small part of a self-study program that I have coming out next year called Intuition for Changemakers. So if you are looking for hope and tools for the times ahead, I designed IFC, as I call it, for you. More details will be coming down the road, but get a freebie on my website. I'm going to be making a wait list soon also for IFC. So those are things to look forward to. So we all know that a few weeks ago in this country, there was an election where 70 million people voted one way and 74 million voted another way. Because of the lightning rod candidates, one being the first non-white woman on the ballot, the other being a person who is known to be simultaneously a hero and an evil villain, depending on who you are talking to. And because of the nature of this villainry, is that a word? No, it's not, but you get my point. His approach is exclusive or just doesn't seem to value certain human lives. And those for whom he is a villain are downright afraid of how or what he might do to people that aren't his color or gender, how he might try to wield power over, since that seems to be his jam. All of this is to say that emotions are riding high in this country, as I talked about last episode. And it is important to understand how you will be affected. Because you are. Even if you are standing alone in your living room, not watching the news or the shows, when 70 million people are sharing an experience, you are influenced. So if you feel like a pebble on the shore who keeps getting caught in the break, awash in the collective horror and fear, then this episode is for you. I'm going to give you some tips on how you might make your way out of that break. And this is why it is important. That pebble, the one who is caught in the break, rolling and rolling with each crash of the wave, is useless to provide beauty, to stand with its community, or to help elevate other pebbles around it by providing a structure for others to be held in or stand on. So if helping humanity weather what comes next is of value to you, you need to know how to get out of the break. So we need to talk about the collective right now and understand our relationship to it. If you are empathic, you are a person who feels others' emotions inside your own skin as though they are yours. That can be particularly confusing at a time like this when millions of people are awash in intense emotions. We are all connected, even though we often don't see it. Or should I say, we spend more time not seeing it. We spend most of our lives under the illusion that we are a lone, separate person in a sea of other separate beings. But the truth is, whether we usually know it or not, we are all connected. We even breathe the same air. We eat from the fruits of this planet, all of us, every single one of us. Those are just two tiny little examples of ways in which we are connected. And when 70 million people are feeling something, you're going to feel it too. We probably can't assume that every single one of those people is heartbroken. But we do know that for a large portion of those people, the thought of DT in the White House again feels unsafe, potentially dangerous, and scary. That some people are literally worried about themselves and their children or their bodies and their rights. I'm not going to go into all of the scenarios that people are feeling because I intentionally do not want to activate that fear. I'm just saying it's not small fear. It's big fear. And we are all diminished when we are in our worried or frantic mind. It's actually not just a matter of energy. It's a matter of brain science. We have access to fewer solutions. Our thinking and possibilities actually get smaller when we are in this state. So first, we need to be able to differentiate. You need to be able to know that the collective will have an effect on you. And you need to be able to stop being a pebble in the break, awash in the collective fear, if you would like not to be. If you are empathic, I highly suggest my Empath Core Tools program. And not just because it's my program, but because these tools frankly help me and every other empath and non-empath that has worked with me in the last decade. And I'm not just saying that, they tell me. I literally do not know how to live happily as an empath in the world without the tools I teach in this program. They are the tools that I developed for myself so that I was not at the whim and mercy of any emotions I came across. They are the tools that continue to give me access to my own strength and stability, even during times of mass emotional distress. So that's there for you. I'll put a link to it in the show notes with a discount for people that are listening to my podcast. It is also brilliant to know these tools just before the holidays, where again, collective stress and high emotion frequently exist. So what this means, whether you are empathic or non-empathic, the collective does have an influence on you. So that means right now that you need to be very suspicious of thoughts you are having that have a dark nature. You need to be like, wait, is that me? Because if you are heartbroken, yes, you're going to have some of your own heartbreak or fear in there. But you are also, no matter who you are, and especially if you are empathic, picking up the tone of the collective. When this many people are experiencing something, it can be loud. Even if you are standing in your living room alone and no one else is there, and you are not tuned into social media. As a way to find your personal formula in how not to be a pebble in the break, I would advise that you really wholeheartedly pay attention to the fluctuations of your energy related to your exposure to things, however you get that exposure, whether it is through social media or listening to the news, watching it on TV, talking to others. Everyone has a different set point, and there's no formula or right way. It's personal, it's individual, or situational, depending on what else is going on in your life at the moment. Also, depending on what your soul is here to do. So I really encourage you to start paying attention closely at what effect certain activities have on you. I also highly suggest that you not compare yourself to others, but that you make your decisions and certainly your observations on what works for you in terms of a level of exposure based on what you notice in your own body. Many years ago, gosh, it was probably two decades ago now, I had a friend who was going to see an intense true story movie in the theater, which I declined to go to. Because I declined, she gave me this short lecture on how I really should watch this movie so that I could, quote, be informed. I can't remember exactly what the movie was. But to my recollection, it was something to do with atrocities that were happening to children in another part of the world. This is just the vague notion I have from my memory about what that movie was about. But what I do remember vividly was that my friend was adamant that my looking away from this, or not seeing the movie, as the case was actually somehow making me a bad person. Do you know what I did in response to her statement? Pretty much nothing. I did not defend myself to her. I simply let her hold on to her beliefs, knowing that she was totally free to see the movie. I, on the other hand, could tell right off the bat, without even seeing the preview, that this was a story slash occurrence that was completely out of my range to impact. Furthermore, I understood my own sensitivities. I knew what this movie would cost me. This situation with my friend happened 2 decades ago, as I said, and I can tell you from experience that had I seen that movie, I would still be carrying around those images. I would also still be as helpless to change or ameliorate it as I was that day standing in front of the movie theater with her. It is important to know what works and doesn't work for you. Likewise, those around you get to make their own choices. No one benefits when you are depleted. I have a student who has been working with me for over a year now. She is one of my program alumni who continue to rotate in Solutionaries with me and all of us because it still feels to be serving them. On the last full moon, she told us that despite being in the camp of those who wholeheartedly supported the first non-white woman president, and being concerned about the same things that many of those people are concerned about right now, she said that with all of the tools that she has learned and is practicing, she found that she was doing okay. She told us how she had friends, people around her that were really freaking out, and that she would have also in the past. So she started to ask herself, wait, is it okay that I'm okay? Wonderfully, this woman, my student, was already able to ascertain that her being okay was important. It was not only okay, it was preferable. I suggested that a better question for all might be, who does my not being okay serve? Does it serve the swath of humanity that I am concerned for? Does it serve myself? Now, I am not suggesting that you just wholeheartedly forget about the world and just spend your whole life thinking about yourself and how decisions and experiences affect you only. I am also not suggesting that you never be angry or disgusted or scared or sad, because that would just be a stupid expectation and frankly impossible. Those are all human emotions. Not only do we get to feel all of them, doing so is healthy and normal. And I think a lot of us already know that stifling emotion doesn't really lead to anything good. You need to be able to understand how to process it in a healthy way, yes, but stifling it isn't really helping anybody, least of all you. I am suggesting that your primary responsibility is to your own energy and soul, and that your attention to this matter is directly related to how much you've got to offer others. And that if you are paying attention to this and choosing actions that replenish you, that even if you are a person who is here to make a positive difference in this world, even if you are a change maker alive at this time to contribute in some way to the evolution of the whole, your capacity is increased when you attend to your personal formula. I spoke about this a bit in episode number 76, so tune in there if you want some more inspiration on this topic. Okay, this is Aimé Cartier, and if you just tuned into the radio, you are listening to the Own Your Intuition show. And today we are talking about how we are affected by the collective. And we are just about to dive into finding your personal formula of what works for you to stay centered and balanced, and if it is your desire, to contribute to the whole. So how do you ascertain your current personal formula? You find out, like you find out most things, by paying attention to what is happening to you. Here are some questions you might ask yourself to begin noticing. What happens to me when I read that? What happens to me when I see or listen or discuss this? Am I diminished? Am I energized? Do I feel light bulbs and enhanced thinking going off in me about how I might contribute to or a specific action I might take? Or do I feel immobilized by fear? No one benefits when you are immobilized by fear. If you care about serving this world, you have to be really attuned to the formulas of how you and your human body energy meets this world. It's energetically costly to be on Earth. Geez, just the amount of dishes that a person needs to do in their lifetime in order to survive is mind-blowing and an energy suck, okay? Most of the time, we don't have free range to an unlimited amount of energy. There is a formula at play in and with a human body. So discover what yours is and what yours is right now. It might be different in the future. You are the authority here. You are the one that has the ability to understand where your human body energy meets the world and what is actually growing its capacity and what is diminishing it. For example, I have an extremely sensitive makeup. I am highly empathic. And what you probably don't know about me is that I live in a boot camp. At least that's what it frequently feels like to me, for real. I have a son with a nervous system disability that can be very intense. I don't talk about this much in my work, and mostly because it doesn't feel fair to him for me to talk about what are ultimately his life stories too, especially while he's still growing up. But know that life with my son is a constant dance and conundrums and problem solving and emotional intensity. So in addition to who I am and what my own gifts and strengths and interests in this world are, like my work, I have been also in this 13-year deep dive study of neurodivergent brains and how they operate out of necessity. What we live in our family constantly is so far outside of, quote, regular childhood or parenting conundrums that most people couldn't even fathom the kind of daily, hourly, monthly juggle that is required in our home all the time. I use every single one of the tools I teach all the time. So you guys know that a boot camp is where the training is extremely intense and unrelenting. And while great capacity is being built, it also actually looks and feels grueling while it is happening. That is not uncommonly the general vibe of my home life. So, with the nature of my son's disability and the reality that he, like all kids, are in a constant morphing stage as they emerge into adulthood, like the male human brain doesn't mature until around 28 or 29 years old. And adolescence is a particularly impactful moment of stupendous physical change. So that means I am in a never-ending boot camp, as I like to refer to it, like one I've already been functioning in for more than a decade. I'm telling you all of this, giving you these specifics, because that combination of things makes a specific formula of exposure and care necessary for me. I mean, it's not like set in stone. It's also always morphing. But for example, I regularly go to the Olympic Korean Spa where I live. You may have heard me mention it before on another episode. This isn't a luxury item for me. It's not like extra fertilizer for a plant to make big blooms. It's like water for a plant. Like, I actually have to attend very meticulously to my body and being so that I can even have access to the array of troubleshooting and possibility that is required of me on sometimes an hourly basis in my life. I'm telling you all of this as an example. Your formula, like mine, is going to be very specific to you and the fluctuations that currently exist in your life. Some moments require less of us. Some moments or years require more. Again, there is a relationship here. And if you can pay attention to first discover what that is, what is actually happening in your own energy, as you are exposed to certain things or as certain things are required of you, it will also help you get the medicine you need in order to come back to or stay in a highly functioning and bright mode, or to attend to yourself without apology when you are not, so that you can come back to this luminous self. Your medicine might look like evenings at the spa, like mine does sometimes. Your medicine might look like one-on-one time with girlfriends over a drink and a bowl of soup. Your medicine might look like watching Bridgerton or Ted Lasso while in your PJs under the covers. Your medicine might look like getting up early for coveted moments of solitude and quiet. It might look like going to bed early because you simply need more sleep. Get my drift. So let's be easy with ourselves here. I am here today to announce that you will be affected by the collective when this many people are having a common experience of emotional intensity, even if you are alone in your kitchen. I'm here to suggest that noticing what I call your optimal formula of exposure is also going to be very useful for you. And I'm here to suggest again that there is a direct relationship between your attending to yourself and your capacity to make this world brighter, better, healed, evolved, free. So, put your own mask on before attending to others. The brighter you get, the more light you shine, the more you can illuminate the dark. If you are empathic, again, I am highly suggesting that my Empath Core Tools is going to wow you. Just kidding. It's the practices that you will learn that will wow you with their impact on your life. In my opinion, and the opinion of the last decade of my teaching these tools, everyone who knows them, we are all over the moon with them, especially now, especially in this world, especially with the holidays approaching, but even when they're not. This program, it also comes with a bonus. So it comes with how to tell if what you are feeling belongs to you so that you can ascertain, hey, is this my emotion or is this coming from outside of me? Knowing the difference defines what you do next. So I'm just mentioning this because this can be an intense time for empaths. So just know that that is there for you. I'm going to begin wrapping up here with one of the Sufi poet Rumi's quotes that I love. And it is this: you are not a drop in the ocean. You are the entire ocean in a drop. What can you do with this drop, with your stake of ocean? That is my question, not Rumi's. How can you make it more luminous so that it might shine a light for many? And if you don't feel like you've got it in you to shine for others right now, that's more than okay. Even your well-being is important to attend to. You, as you are precious to this world. And you are always connected to the whole. So here is my message for all of us in relation to the collective. Let us be easy with ourselves and each other. Let's recognize our influence on each other. Let us not lose sight of our collective humanity, no matter who you or they voted for. And let's start really taking stock of our own portion, because that is really the thing that we have the most influence in, and attention to it is also the thing that allows us to have a bigger influence on the whole. I'm sending you so much love as you navigate this interesting and incomparable time on Earth. This is Aimée Cartier. Thank you for listening. Take some freebies from my website, aimeecartier.com. You deserve it. This is a marathon time on Earth. If I feel like I'm often in a boot camp, we are all in a marathon, whether you remember signing up for it or not. So take some love from my website or the show notes, the freebies I spoke about at the beginning of the show, and there are many others. Lots of options here. And if you are interested, if you feel like you are a change maker, if you feel like this time on Earth is pinging you in intense ways, and you would like some tools to know your soul, to replenish and find your place in all of it, then whoop, whoop, you will be delighted to know about my self-study program coming out next year. Take care, my friends. All my love.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.